name we come with thanksgiving this morning. And Lord, as we just sang, God, any rivers. Oh Lord, the rivers that you have parted and stopped, God, brought us across. Lord, and the patience that you've taught us, Lord. And showing us that nothing's hard for you. Lord, you're always the God of impossible. My life is impossible, but it's all possible through you. Lord, you've made the way. You are the way. Thank God I'm in the way. Hallelujah. And Lord, you just bring us on. Lord, carry us on. And Lord, get us ready to be carried up. Lord, don't let us miss. Don't let us neglect so great salvation. Lord, your coming is on the wing. And Lord, don't let us slumber. Don't let us close one eye. Don't let us fold a hand. Lord God, have us ready. Lord, let us be ready. And we love you for your love to us, Lord God. And we praise you for your adoration, Lord God. And Lord, your passion. Oh, Lord, stir us up this morning. It's got to be by your Spirit. And we give you the thanks because you've given it all to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, thank the Lord. Turn on over to Hebrews chapter 11. We had such a precious time. God just poured out to us such a wonderful feast this past week. And how he brought us into such a beautiful awareness of the oneness that's in him. No schisms in his body. No divisions. Hallelujah. It wasn't a competition. No, it was just a thanksgiving. Everything to the glory of the Lord. The one praise, the one spirit, the one accord. I thank God, the one passion that he has given that we share to win him. Oh, I thank God. A meeting in the air is pretty near. A meeting in the air, hallelujah, it's coming. And he's preparing that company that's ready, that's in that first love state. And grace is drawing us into this. But I thank the Lord that in what we experienced, there's a little verse in here of a precious little man. His name's Noah. And how it just ministered to my heart and what God poured out and gave to us. And it's right there in verse 7. It said, by faith. Isn't that beautiful? By faith. Just believe, brothers and sisters. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And the Lord is faithful. He's the faithful one. And we're hearing the word of God. And we're hearing the word of God today. But it says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. So he was warned of God of things not seen as yet. But he moved with fear. He moved with fear. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now look what was given to Noah in this. I mean, just this little teeny verse. As we start here today, God called him. God chose him. It wasn't anybody else, it was him. And God encouraged him with grace to react, respond, amen, to prepare. And the Lord did exactly what he said he was going to do. And no one had ever seen what the Lord was going to do, but Moses believed. I mean, Noah believed, and Moses believed too. And Moses saw some things too that no one had ever seen. And we're seeing some things too that, and we're about to see something, praise be to God, that no one's ever seen. You know where this is going. But notice here too, is it said, by the which in that saving of his house, by that lifting out of those eight. Again, what a bridal number. The eight were lifted out. But it says he condemned the world. He condemned the world. Now, this is speaking of Noah himself. Oh, yes, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. There was a judgment that Noah was able to participate in. There is a judgment, praise God, that's coming that the bride is going to participate in. In this one little verse, it gives us a complete description, if you'll believe, of what's awaiting you. if you'll just step right on into it. But you're going to have to believe some things that no one has yet seen. Have you seen it, though? I've seen it. Oh, yes, what enlightened eyes of understanding can see. So he was warned. We've been warned. And this warning doesn't just mean commanded and instructed. And I love the commands and instruction of the Lord. Oh, what a commander. The captain of our salvation. Oh, yes, he is. But it also means, that's why I love the layers in the Word of God, as the Spirit calls us to go in and seek it out. It says in the Word of God, it's of kings to search out a matter. I see lots of kings in here. We come in here by the grace of God with crowns. It's not to boast in ourselves, but that's what the Lord has given us because of this message. If he's given you this message, you have the crown. You don't have a message of a servant. You have a message of a ruler and a joint ruler together with Jesus Christ. That is the Word of God, and that's for every child of God, but it depends what do you feed on? What do you want to hear? If you don't want to hear it, you can go ahead and lay down a crown that could have been yours, and you can pick right up a palm and be that servant. And it can feel so good, but the sad part is you got robbed. You were more concerned about you and what you could do instead of the incredible grace of God and what he has given. And as far as I know about this truth and love story, hallelujah, it's all about what he's given and what he's done and what he's accomplished and the grace that has already blessed you with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You've got it all. Just grow up in the knowledge of what you got. You couldn't get any more. He's given you everything. It's just understanding what you have in Christ. Now, this warning doesn't just mean commanded and instructed. It means to be called and receive a title. It does. Doesn't it just, your heart just goes when you hear these things. To be called and receive a title. And he sure was called. He was called by God. And what a title he has here. Heir of righteousness. This is from God, everyone. And we thank the Lord. And we know that the Word tells us that these things were written for us. We know that the Word of God tells us that there is type and shadow and metaphor and meaning and hidden mystery that the Lord has in these stories. You talk about stories. The stories of glory. The alive glory, praise God, of the Word of God. That is for us because we even have a better thing. And see, what we have is we have a deliverance that's coming. Just like Noah, he's laid out a deliverance for us. We got an ark that's coming. Jesus is always the ark. Jesus is that ark. Jesus was the one that lifted them out. And the ark is coming to lift the ones who are the called according to his purpose. The called according to his purpose. And oh, what a title they got. The bride for the Lamb of God. Now, his calling, this high calling of God in Christ Jesus, does it not instruct you? Amen. It sure does, doesn't it? It instructs you to forget those things which are behind. It tells you to lay down all that stuff. That sister, she just sang, surrender. How much? All. 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 Don't be entangled in the affairs of this life. You'll miss it. Don't let little bits of bitterness run in your life. You'll miss it. That bitterness will always keep you from the fullness of joy. And there's one thing about the race runner who wins. You win with a full joy. A full joy. Oh, yes. And that's how it is. But we thank God because the Lord, hallelujah, he's instructed us that we have a high calling. And his new name instructs us. And just like Noah, the instruction is, don't procrastinate. Don't delay. You don't have time to ponder. You don't. Those ones that were on that road to Emmaus, those brothers, they were wondering what happened. You don't have time to wonder what happened. You know what happened, and you know what's coming. You've heard it. The word of the Lord has been told. It's not something, well, is it going to happen? You better have faith, immediate faith, by the grace of God. It's already done. I'm just waiting for the manifestation of it. And I thank the Lord, it's for me. It's for me, and it's for you. But I need to take it first. If I want to be a blessing to you, I need to take more and more and more of the word of God. Now, we know what happened here. Noah, he moved and he prepared. He didn't procrastinate. And you know what? He got it. Hallelujah, he did. He saw everything. He received everything that God said he would. And I think about those that the Lord has pointed out for us that, again, it was just the grace of God that did it all. Grace of God did it all. You got Rebecca. She didn't procrastinate. That grace chose her. She was the one at the well. It wasn't for somebody else. She had the appointment. And thanks be to God, she didn't procrastinate. It was, I will go. And the Lord divinely will have things that come up to prove that you do love him. Even family, and that was her family that wanted her to remain. They wanted her to abide with them. And they were good. They loved the Lord. There was a lot of wonderful things there. She had a lot of wonderful fellowship with them. She grew up knowing the Lord under them. But yet the Lord showed her more. And she said, as much as I love you all, as much as it's been sweet and all of these things, I gotta go. I got more. I've come into more light of him and what this is all about. I don't just have a family of God. I got a bridegroom. I'm not to remain a child. I'm to grow up fully. I'm not just to be an heir of God. I'm to be a joint heir together with Jesus Christ. And that's what she saw. She saw immediately. Oh, and she believed the word. She didn't ask, are you sure that's true? I never read that in the 24th chapter of Genesis. She didn't say, are you sure? You got this right? Was it Rebecca Smith? You understand what I'm saying? It's not the next guy. Don't do a Gideon. It couldn't be me. It's you. You don't have time to try to be humble. You have time to do one thing, to be thankful. And to move in thanksgiving and understand that's the grace of God that's with you. And we have bumps and bruises. And man, we've made oodles of mistakes. And you continually will. But he doesn't. His choice is exact. And with this word, he said, where I send it, and he's sending it to you. He's sending it to you. He's sending it to the hearers that are on the internet right now. He's sending it. And he said, I will accomplish it in the thing that I have sent it to. Isn't that glorious? I will accomplish it. I thank the Lord. I'm just an empty vessel. There's nothing here. But oh my, the treasure that he pours into our lives. It's glorious. It's all the glory of God. Now, we know Rebecca said, I'll go. I love Caleb and his spirit. What are you guys? I'm not even thinking of you guys. We are well able to take it. Let's go in now. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow is too late. We got to go now. Now. It's hot. The fire's hot. Strike. Make that move. And this is what we have right now. I'll tell you what. The fiery ones. And the Lord does this with his love. Let him ignite you in this. They went in immediately. With complete faith, believing what God had promised, he will do it. What God had promised, he will do it. Do you believe that? What God has promised, he will do it? I mean, this is God, come on. And we know this. Praise the Lord. And that's, you know, how many times have we heard it? Lord, help me with my unbelief. Help me. I need help. But see, I've got Christ that lives in me. That's who I'm dependent upon. And then the word assures us that our life lives by the faith of the Son of God. That life of Christ in me is the life that believes the word of God. Isn't that marvelous? That's the life. You can sit there and you might think confused. What do you mean? It's me that believes. No, it's not. It's Christ in you. You better know you died. When you accepted Christ as your Savior, you're dead. But you live. And it's not you that live anymore. It's Christ that lives in you. And that's the beauty of it. Hallelujah. Is that his life lives in me. Oh, I've got potential for all faith because I got his life. Amen. What didn't Jesus believe? Well, he's the word. He believes everything. Well, that's what lives in you. It's all there. What are you confident in? Waiting for you to figure out if I'm going to believe? Or do you say, Lord, you know what? I'm counting you faithful. It's your life that you put in me. This is how incredible the plan of God is. I got Christ that lives in me. That's why Christ in me is the hope of glory. I'd be hopeless without Christ in me. That's why ones that don't have Christ, they're hopeless. But you have Christ, you got everything. That's why you're more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. Lord, quicken us with your word. That's all I can ask you in Jesus' name. So here's Noah. You know what he did? He moved and prepared in awe. In awe. He was in awe. That fear, he was in awe. Are you in awe that he chose you? Are you in awe of his love? I mean, awe. And I love that. Get this. It just gets better and better. I mean, you go to vines, you go to all these different ones of the meanings in moved and prepared. It means in awe, to make ready for a person and to build and adorn with all things necessary to be ready. In awe, to be ready for a person. Is that you? Are you getting ready for a person? Are you getting ready for Jesus, your bridegroom? Are you in awe that he loves you like that? And now, are you adorning? The wife hath made herself ready. Are you building yourself up in the word of his grace? Huh? Are you thanking him that you're a vessel of mercy and watch him just bestow all the riches of glory on your life? Is that the message you hear? That's the message you hear. I thank God that's the message we hear. I thank that God that's the message we've heard for years and years and years and years. And it just gets more clear to the light the more we hear it, the more we, again, given the more earnest heed. The saints, I commend you. Been in here for many years, many of us. Giving the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. It's too good to miss. It's too rich to let pass by. It's too priceless to let anything get in the way. Lord, let me go on with that full assurance of faith in you, believing what you have promised, you will do it. Now, we thank God here that we know this is for us. And we see that Noah, oh my, what a title he got, heir of righteousness. What a place he got, oh my goodness. He got a place with the Lord as one of those full overcomers in the Old Testament. But I think about what we are being offered, a better promise. Without us, even Noah can't be made perfect. He can't be made complete. This word has to be complete. Jesus has got to be complete. He's got to have a bride. He's got to have a queen to take the throne. And I thank the Lord. Oh, what a title again he has given us. Joint heir together with Jesus Christ. Now, you think about the testimony we're hearing today. And we're hearing it from a forefather of our faith. Yes, we are. This is that testimony of Noah crying out to us. And here's what it says. When you hear and when God gives you a vision of the miracle that he'll do for you, you believe it. Amen. And you prepare. And you don't question it. And you don't try to, again, understand it in a way that a man's mind needs to understand it. You believe and you prepare immediately. You got to really understand this, brothers and sisters. No one had ever seen rain before. No one had ever seen the destruction of the world before. But that did not stop Noah from believing. God said it, and that's all I need. Is that the word of God to you? It better be. It's got to be, or you're not going to move with God. God said it, and that's all I need. I want to be like the faith of that centurion. Jesus said, well, let's go. And he said, oh, no, you just need to say it. You just need to say it. Oh, such great faith I hadn't seen. Is it here today? I'm talking about that faith that just sets you apart like a kook. Oh, that's crazy stuff. Amen. How far do you go in believing the word of God before you get to the level of crazy? It's going to be made known. As they walked by and said, oh, look at that fool building that boat. It'll be made known. In due time. In due time, saints, he'll exalt you. And he will. Because he said it. Because he said it. Now, some may say, well, Noah had to get at it because he had a big job. That ark was so immense, containing two of every flesh. It was going to take years and years to build that masterpiece, one-of-a-kind use. Well, let me tell you something. The building of the masterpiece of grace, his wife, is immense. Yes, immense. You talk about a one-of-a-kind use. We're talking about a vessel only for the master's use. And this is a building that's not created. This is a building of the workmanship of the love of Christ. This is a building that takes a lifetime. A lifetime. And this building is so immense, it contains all the glory of God. She descends from heaven having the glory of God. Now, now, brothers and sisters, there can be no shortcuts. Can't be. Genesis 6:22, you know what it said about Noah? It said about Noah, he did all that God commanded. All of it. Everything. There were no shortcuts. We can't do it this way and everything. Well, do I really got to take two of those? Well, I'll bring them in, honey. You just build it. It's going to be perfect. You'll see what I'm going to do. Now, brothers and sisters, there were ones that saw that at that time. There were. There were other believers at that time. Oh, yes, there were. But see, they thought, I'm confident, Noah, that's just too far-fetched. We believe God, but you're just too far out there. This can't be. We just can't go that far with you. They didn't have that calling on their life. Oh, they were still saved. They're definitely going to receive a place in heaven. But Noah wanted all the fullness of God, of what God was offering. And he got it. He got to see it all. And with what the Lord did through him, Noah partook in condemning the world. That's what the bride will do with the Lord. She'll return with him and judgment will be poured out together with him. Read the Revelation. He gives to those seven angels those bowls, those vials of wrath. She pours them out. The Song of Solomon in that wonderful scripture, it talks about the time that she's with that husband and she says, let us get down early to the garden, to the field. There's the honeymoon. Let me tell you something, part of that honeymoon is pouring out judgment. And that he be magnified, what could be more beautiful? the evil that's in this world, when that vial is poured out and those vials keep pouring out, how gorgeous and beautiful it's going to be, hallelujah, with those wonderful hosts upon those horses, praise God, with he, oh my, that is faithful and true, with the sword of the Spirit, praise be to God, and judgment will be poured forth. This is what we are waiting for. This is what we will participate in. And Noah, praise God, as he was there with just the little seven along with him, a total of eight. Could you imagine the rejoicing? Could you imagine the praising to God? Oh, as he was just there with them in that ark. Oh, our faithful Father, our faithful God, look what he did. Look what he's caused us to partake in. Look at the wonder that he chose us for. Oh, the grace of God that is with us. Now, brothers and sisters, it says in Acts 20:27, as we conclude, all the counsel of God has been given to us. It was given to Paul, and it was not withheld. It said he did not shun to give us all the counsel of God. He was given a message that gave us all the will of God, all the instruction, all the building for the masterpiece of grace to be lifted out of here at the first trumpet sound. Not to him only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. And here we are today, I think about the faithfulness of God. This is what we're hearing. This is what we are hearing. And we're hearing, and by his grace, we're hearing it in awe of him. Vessels of mercy that he's bestowing all the riches of his glory on. And we're moving and we're preparing. By the grace of God, this is what we hear every single time we come together. So we're not complacent. Oh, no, no, no. We're not putting this off for another day. Oh, no, we're believing just like Noah, it could come today. And it's an event, brothers and sisters, that it's coming. It's coming. But no one has ever seen it yet. But yet it's more real to us than anything we've ever seen. Is the coming of the Lord more real to you than anything you ever seen? Oh, I pray it is. Are you listening for the archangel? The trump of God. I don't know if they really knew it was going to rain, but if they were, I'm sure they were expecting, when's that first drop coming? Well, I'm telling you what. We're in the time of the latter rain right now. You understand that. That spirit is poured out, brothers and sisters. We're without excuse. And I thank God how he's drawn us. And he continues to draw us. And he's waking it up. And he is. Because he's a faithful God. Let me tell you something. The Father knows who she is. Amen. The Father knows who she is. And the Father, praise God, has sent his servant. Amen. Has sent that Holy Ghost. Amen. And that Holy Ghost is ministering. And she, let me tell you something. She's ready. She's ready. And I thank God this ark trip, this one don't float. This one flies. And oh, what a privilege, what a grace it's going to be. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Oh, hallelujah, we're going to go. We're going to go, saints. And we're going to be there. We're going to be there with him in glory. And we're going to be with him and be his glory. And he's going to give himself his glory. Oh, Jesus, Lord God, let it be today that we crown you. Oh, that we crown you. It's just too good, saints. I encourage you, scamper on down here and let's worship the Lord together. Sisters, come on and let's sing. But oh, even so, Lord Jesus, come, come, come. Come, come, come. Come, come, come. Oh, in Jesus' name, Lord God, just come in. Come in and fill your vessels, Lord God. Overflow us today, Lord Jesus. Let us come and respond, Lord God, with worship and praise. Lord, give us that new song, a new song today to praise the bridegroom into the full assurance of faith believing. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, praise you, God.